It's April 1st. That would be April Fool's Day. And since I know few people who like to joke more than Miles Hoffman, our music commentator, we ask him in to bring us some music. Good morning.
I'm sorry, Renee, but I play classical music. I can't be humorous about this. This is very serious business.
No, it is true, though, Miles. You are always joking around,
Okay.
and rarely, though, with the music that we play when you're here.
Well, that's true because I think people think classical music is supposed to be taken terribly, terribly seriously. But in fact, there's been quite a lot of funny classical music over the years and jokes that make you smile or sometimes laugh out loud.
Musical jokes, that's what we're going to talk about today. Well, you know, we do have a CD of old English songs. It's called The Art of the Bawdy Song. Bawdy, funny, and so raunchy in some cases that this CD actually has a parental advisory sticker attached to it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, there's a tradition. There was a tradition in England, songs that are called catches, usually for at least three or four male voices, and they were sung in taverns, and they sound like lovely old English rounds. But we had to really work at finding one that we could play on the air because some of them are absolutely filthy.
Come making a mantle for a lass of pleasure.
Let's listen to a little bit of one that's called Tom the Tailor. And the song starts out that Tom the Tailor is making a cloak for a lady, and he takes his tape measure out, and the tape measure is 9 inches long, and that 9 inches is not long enough to go around her waist.
Miles, also, it's so funny, partly because the singing's quite elegant.
Very elegant, very serious. But there's another line in there about reaching her haunches. The way the lyrics work is when the different voices come in, the words get juxtaposed in such a way that the meanings change.
Yes.
Shall we proceed?
Let's move on. There are, of course, composers, Miles, who make musical jokes without words.
Absolutely.
Manage to do it with the music.
There are so many ways, Renee. There's a famous piece by Mozart called The Musical Joke. There's a little bit we could play from the minuet where he's making fun of French horn players who are, let's say, not the absolute tops. That's just one quick little joke that he throws in there. The whole piece is very funny. But again, not necessarily boffo funny. It's very clever funny because of how subtly he makes fun, in many cases, of just bad composition.
And then probably there's also always listeners who, like with jokes in general, who don't get the joke.
Who don't get it,
yeah. They're sort of wondering.
Right, what's so funny, right. And many of these jokes, Renee, depend on listeners' familiarity with the style. So much of the humor in music depends on playing with listeners' expectations. And I want to play with yours here. We're going to do something with a string quartet by Haydn, and it's called the Joke Quartet. And we're going to listen to the end, but you're going to have to tell me when you think it's over.
I'm listening.
There's one fake ending. Okay. Yep.
That's the end.
You think?
No.
That was the end just now.
That really is a tease. I mean, you start to giggle away if someone's tickling you.
That's right.
Now, do you know why Haydn did that? I mean, was he doing it to amuse himself?
Yeah,
or was he genuinely a funny guy? Was he known as a jokester?
I think he was a lighthearted fellow, a serious composer, but he liked to amuse himself and he liked the musicians to have fun.
Haydn, in a way, is making fun of himself. But did composers make fun of other composers?
Oh, yeah. And there's a great example. There are a number of great examples. Let's first hear a little bit of the Can-Can from Orpheus in the Underworld by Jacques Offenbach. And this was an incredibly popular tune in 19th century France.
And you could never hear that anymore without seeing legs flying by at
That's
high
right.
speed.
Now, in The Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns, let's listen to a little portion of the movement called Tortoises.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine the tortoises with their legs flying.
Would people in France in the 19th century have laughed at this piece? I mean, would the can-can have been so well known that everybody would have caught it the way we just did just
yes,
now?
Yes, absolutely. However, Saint-Saëns did not allow the piece to be published or performed during his lifetime because he was afraid that if people heard it, they wouldn't take him seriously anymore. And now this is one of Saint-Saëns' best-loved pieces, and I think it's brilliant. And I think in order to be funny in music, you have to be good. You have to know your craft. It's not easy to be funny.
Let's finish with opera, because opera would seem, even especially for the general public, to be fertile ground for
extremely fertile
spoofs.
And so much of the humor in opera is actually unintentional, let's face it. People dying of consumption and singing at the top of their lungs, it's pretty funny right there. There have been tons and tons of opera spoofs and aria spoofs, but one of the great classics from an album called Spike Jonze Murders the Classics. This is Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, with guests artistes Homer and Jethro in one of the great opera spoofs of all time. It's called Pagliacci.
When we listen to Pagliacci, we get itchy and scratchy. This sure is top corn, so we go and buy some popcorn. We hate to go back, but we can't get our dough back. Ain't no use complaining, 'cause outside it's a-raining.
And of course, there you have a joke on the audience.
On everybody.
Musical jokes on this April Fool's Day. Thanks for joining us, Miles.
Thank you, Renee. It's been fun.
Miles Hoffman is violist of the American Chamber Players and dean of the Petrie School of Music in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Then old Pagliacci finds a guy. He's seeking cheek to cheek, and with his wife he grabs a knife and stabs a louse who stole his spouse, and then he stabs a lady and himself. Tain't very sanitary.
Still haven't had enough? You can go to our website, npr.org, for another musical joker, PDQ Bach. And it is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
Lights fade out.